This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Burnley, Derek, just won one of their last 10 in the Premier League, but big point last week at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea. I think they'll fancy their chances against Swansea here, who have admittedly turned their form around recently.
Yeah, but Swansea are doing my nothing. I didn't catch them right. I don't think I've called a game right all season for them. I mean, two managers who, in a funny way, you could almost argue deserve to be in the Manager of the Year, reckoning, wouldn't you? I mean, if Dyche keeps up Burnley, you know, he's got to be a shout. And Monk's done, you know, he's done really well, given that he keeps selling all their best strikers and they're still up there and, you know, healthy mid-table. I've got no idea about this game, honestly. If finishing in the draw, it wouldn't surprise me, but none of the three results would surprise me. I can't see it being a goal jamboree. Even though Burnley, I think, haven't Burnley conceded two goal leads at Turf Moor in their last two matches? 2-2 all against West Brom,
yeah,
and
2-3
against Palace. Yeah. They're losing at home to teams like West Brom and Palace, so I can't be backing them at 6-4, just over that, to win this one. But Swansea, I just can't catch them. I'm going to go for the draw because it's the biggest price of the three.
I think a lot of punters here, Lee, might be looking at the draw at 11-5.
Yeah, I am as well. To be honest with you, I've got it 21-10 here, but I'll just do a quick refresh just to double check that. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I mean, it's funny when you look at Swansea. I mean, yeah, they seem to perform much better against open teams. You know, teams who aren't maybe as organised and not that Burnley are physical, but they're physical in the sense of that they're non-stop and they'll get in your face and they'll close you down. Yeah, I think, you know, like Man United seem to be made to measure for Swansea in that they're open and they you know, try and pass the ball around. Swansea, you know, they went to Southampton and won. You know, they've been to Hull and won. But the teams who press them and get into them, they seem to struggle against. I'm just not sure I can be confident enough with Burnley to trust them. But those goals, I mean, I think there could be goals in this. I think you know, the fact that they've, you know, 2-1 against QPR, 2-3 against Palace, 2-2 against West Brom. I think they're going for it, Burnley, at home, and they're not quite good enough to win the games. I'm going to play the over 2.5 here at 23-20. I know Swansea don't score heaps of goals away from home, but they had, you know, up until that West Brom game, they had scored in each of their previous six away games. If that run can continue and we treat the West Brom game as a bit of a blip and maybe the Pulis factor shutting them out, I'm going to go for that over 2.5 goals bet. And both teams to score an over 2.5 is 7-5. I can see that happening as well, to be honest with you. So I'll play that one. Draw if pushed on the outrights, but yes, both teams to score, and yes to over 2.5 goals at 7-5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.